Say, I am blessed and highly flavored because I have a sweet savor. Because I have God's favor. Corny, huh? I'm thinking about wearing my corn tie Sunday. If everybody wants to join for some corn Sunday, I've got some good corn. You're not sweet? Are you spicy? John's not sweet, he's spicy. What are you, Dusty? You're huh? Spit it out.
I just want to say, what's any different than any other Sunday? You're being corny.
Okay. Jussie says it isn't going to be different from any other Sunday because I'm always corny. I got it from J.O. in case anybody was wondering. I was perfectly normal that J.O. came around. And he just rubbed all that corn off of me, right? And then Joel comes. He's a corn husker. And then it's just like, so. Holy Ghost conviction. Ah, he says, you can't blame someone else for your own corn. Okay, I have to take it. Mine comes naturally. Hallelujah. But tonight, as we continue our study in Hope with Help, we know that tribulation works in patience. Patience gives us experience. Experience gives us hope. And hope makes us not ashamed because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given us. And tonight we're going to go to Psalms 119. So turn me one side. Psalms 119. We'll begin to read with verse number 113. When you're there, say amen, hallelujah, praise God. Amen. God's, I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. And tonight we're going to focus on verse 116 that says, uphold me according unto thy word that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Our text says, hope maketh not ashamed because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given us. So first thing I'm going to share with you tonight is to support. He gives us a shield, amen? A shield of protection, our shield of faith, you know? The shield of faith, which quenches all the fiery darts of the wicked, okay? And Psalms 18, verse number 35, he says, thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand have holden me up, and thy gentleness have made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, that my feet did not slip. Amen. You know, the word of God says the steps of a righteous man have been ordered by the Lord, and he finds delight in his way. And the Lord says he's enlarging our steps so that we don't slip. And we've got the shield of faith. He also says that he is our strength. Our strength. In Isaiah 41, verse number 10, we've used this scripture a lot. It's one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible. How many know I got favorites all through this thing? Amen. You know when they become my favorite? Really? When I speak them forth and they become. And all of a sudden, that word becomes one of my favorites, and that scripture becomes one of my favorite. And I've seen so many of God's scriptures come to life, that a lot are my favorite. But it's not about me, it's about him. So he says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Amen. So we have the shield, we have the strength, but we also have the safety. The safety. I can appreciate this scripture more now than I did before. In Isaiah 46, 4. And even to your old age, I am he. And even to your hoar hairs or your gray hairs will I carry you. I have made and I will bear, even I will carry, and I will deliver you. Amen. I didn't really appreciate that as much until my hair turned gray. Amen. And I kept mine natural.
Yeah.
Amen. Gray hair speaks about wisdom. And wisdom comes by experience in life. You know, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom with all you get understanding. And many of the gray-haired people, you ought to look to them because they have a lot of wisdom. Because they've been through just about every trial of life. And sometimes if we could learn from the ones that have been through it, we might not have to go through it ourselves. Right? But if you were like me, as a young man, I knew everything. Is that anybody else besides me? And that, now I look back, I wish that there's a lot of things I wish I could change. My dad was a pastor, my granddad. Now being the man of God I am now, man, I would love to sit at my granddaddy's feet and have that opportunity again. You know, he planted 12 churches, okay, and all those churches are flourishing in the D.C., Maryland area. And so I could have learned some of the things from him so I wouldn't have to go through it all myself. Because, you know, is anybody else like me? It's just me. But God says this. Here's what he is saying to you and I. Listen to this. Even when you're gray and old, you still need to trust and depend and rely on him. No matter what you've been through, no matter where you've been, you abide in him and his word abides in you. Amen. So even to your hoar hairs or your gray hairs, I am he. I will carry you. And I have made and I will bear and I will carry and I will deliver you. Amen. You know, I'm so grateful that he bears my burdens. I've really learned and how to cast my burdens and my cares upon him. Because if I'm trying to carry him myself, I couldn't minister to anyone else because I would be weighed down. And no matter what you're going through, someone else is going through more. And everyone is going through something. And God says none of us need to go through it alone. He surrounded us with brothers and sisters of like faith, and he's given us the Holy Spirit. He's given us his word, so we have everything we need to be successful. So look at your neighbor and say, you are successful. It's a privilege standing in front of you. I count it an honor. Give me a fist bump. That wasn't really a fist bump. That was like a fist boo-boo. Okay, all right. So first, he's here to support us, and his word is to support us. It's also to sustain us, So it's important that we trust. In Isaiah chapter 50, verse number 7, the prophet Isaiah said this. He said, "For the Lord God will help me, therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. He is near that justifieth me. Who will contend with me? Let us stand together. Who is mine adversary? Let him come near to me. Behold, the Lord God will help me. Who is he that shall condemn me? Lo, they all shall wax old as a garment, and the moth shall eat them up. Amen. I don't know about you, but God says he has some strong words for his children, that he will watch over you, that he'll sustain you, that he'll protect you. Amen. He also is not just to trust, but to triumph, to triumph. And Joel chapter 2, do you know why I do Bible study like this? Because most of the time, people won't get into the Word and delve into the Word themselves. So when you come here on Wednesday night, we go through the Word of God. It's all about His Word. Amen. His Word is what changes things. And this isn't, and as your pastor, I'm not saying, bad you should have done this, you should have done that. I said, God gave me instructions what to do. But he says to triumph, he says in verse 26, he says, and ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God that have dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. And you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, that I am the Lord your God and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. You know, that's why I love what the Apostle Paul said. He says, well, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and then to the Greek. So we find that he sustains us. To sustain us, it's important that to trust him. We're to triumph. But there's also, there's to test. In Hebrews chapter 4, to testify. Excuse me. To testify. So he says that the testimony is this. He says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. Wait a minute. I'm in the wrong book. I'm in 1 Peter, I'm supposed to be. Excuse me. I was wondering why it wasn't working. It just wasn't flowing, man. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse number 16, he says, yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore, let him that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful creator. So he sustains us. He tells us to trust him, that we will triumph. And our testimony, our actions, the way we respond becomes our testimony. I think our life is more of a testimony than our words. Right? You know, as we become the Word becomes us. So then he says we're going to support, to sustain, so that we can stand, to stand. Amen? And God wants you and I, as his children, to stand with Holy Ghost boldness, with boldness. The psalmist says in Psalms 31, verse number 23, he says this. He says, O love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Amen? So we're standing with boldness. When I'm standing with boldness, I'm also standing with blessing. Amen? We're blessed. We're blessed and highly favored. I think we talked about the favor and the flavor and the savor here a little while ago, the corn flu. On Jeremiah chapter 17, we're looking at Verse number 7. He says, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. You know, we're talking about hope with help. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see heat, and shall not see when heat cometh, and her leaves shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Amen? In other words, the Lord is saying, you are blessed. No matter what comes your way, if you're connected to the Father through the Holy Ghost, you will still bear fruit no matter what storm or what season you're going through. Even in drought, like a tree that's planted by the river of water that's still bearing fruit when it's raining and it's dry and fruit is still coming on the tree. Amen? And the fruit we're talking about is the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, gentleness, meekness, temperance, faith. Amen. We're letting the fruit of the Spirit flow through us. We're always never ceasing to yield fruit. But the important thing also is with believing. All things are possible to him that what? That believes. In Proverbs 16, verse number 20. I love Solomon. Profound statement. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good. And whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. Amen. I don't know if you got it up, but I think that's some good stuff. So tonight he says, uphold me according to thy word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. To support, we have the shield, the strength, the safety, to sustain, to trust, to triumph, and to testify, to stand with boldness, with blessing, with believing. The Father sends the word to bring support, to help you and I, to sustain us through every storm, taking a stand against every weapon formed. So God sent his word tonight to support us, to sustain us, so that we can stand. And he says, so stand strong, stand fast, be unmovable. Amen. Anybody with me? So what part's going to bring the most to you? What are you going to dine on? You know, man can't live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. What do you want to chew on and digest tonight to have an effect in your life? You know, this just isn't about coming for a midweek or a hump day service. This is about getting the bread of life for our souls, so that we can be strengthened in God's power and God's might. Amen? Amen? Because he says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And the word of God was spoken. And if we're receptive and we receive the word, it will strengthen us in his power and in his might. Amen? I don't know about you, but I need all I can get. Amen? We have a big foe. We have a big adversary, but we have a bigger God. Amen? Yes. You point up? I thought maybe you raised your hand because you had a song you wanted to sing for us or something. You got a song for us, Michael? Huh? You don't have nothing for me? Can I get a fist bump? Okay. Can we all stand? Can we lift our hands to heaven? Father, I thank you for every man and woman in this room tonight, Father God, and I thank you for the plans you have for each and every one of them. Your plans are for good, not for evil. Plans to give each and every one of them a hope and an expected end. So, Father God, I bind every weapon the enemy is trying to form to hinder the word from soaking deep in their hearts and lives, Father God. So we bind every weapon right now in the name of Jesus. And as they swallow this word and the word goes into their bodies, it will bring healing to their bodies, minds, and their souls and their spirit. Because you sent your word to accomplish something in every heart and every life. And one thing about you, Father, you never leave anyone out, that you care about every last one. And you meet each and every one of us right where we're at. But you love us so much that you don't leave us there. That you take us from glory to glory to glory, even as by your Spirit. So, Lord, I say, have your way in every heart and life in this room, Father God. Help them to arise. Allow you to arise in their lives so the enemy be scattered. In Jesus' name. Bless the time of fellowship and the food, and we'll never cease to give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Oh.